Hello, I'm Estelle Kelly, retirement life coach. And today, together with Alice Mantell, a Sydney-based lawyer and author, we're going to try and dispel some of the unknowns and uncertainties that professionals face when they begin to think about retirement. Together, Alice and I will impart helpful information to enable listeners to face retirement and retirement planning without fear. Alice, would you like to introduce yourself?
Thanks, Estelle, for inviting me to join you. Just a little bit about me. I'm going to just do two aspects. One is the career side of things, and the other is the personal life. As a career, I started life wanting to be a journalist. Didn't quite get there. Started working in legal publishing and public relations, and then eventually became a lawyer. So I've been a lawyer for over 30 years, and I've worked in a diverse range of situations. I started in criminal law and then moved to government law, and then eventually moved into private practice and specialised in family law and elder law. But because, you know, lawyers can never give up, they're not allowed to retire. I did actually retire formally, but I still actually work in what is now known as an encore career. That is, I work as a casual. I'm a legal writer. I've written I write commentary about family law and criminal law. And it's a nice little thing to do. And I've been doing it for a few years now after I finished my mainstream law career. Personally, I've been I was a single parent for many years. And more recently, I've been in a relationship, doing all those sort of relationship things for quite a few years. And in the last year, I became a grandparent. So there are some personal things that have contributed to my understanding of and wanting to write.
Yeah, fabulous. Very rich background there, Alice. Thanks very much for sharing that with us. Now, as an experienced lawyer of 30 plus years, what are the topics that you've discovered that professional workers wonder about when they begin to think about the possibility of retirement? You know, they know it's on its way. It's going to arrive soon.
I think, you know, getting ready for retirement is a really important thing to take the fear out of it. I think there are a lot of contradictory feelings going on about, you know, isn't it great? I'm going to have all this time to myself. And oh, what am I going to do with all that time to myself? And I think proper preparation and having thinking about it and planning for it will give people a lot more confidence. The analogy I often use is, you know, imagine that you're with your friends on the last day of high school. You know, you've passed your exams, you're ready to go. Everybody's talking about what is it going to be like when they leave this world of school. So some of your friends are going to university, some are going to TAFE, some are going overseas, some are going to go and work at their uncle's farm. And well, you do not have a plan. All you've got is this wide open space coming at you. And that is why I think the sort of topics that Stella and I are going to speak about will help you to give you a plan and get a better result out of what is going to be a very long period in your life. So the sorts of things we're going to talk about, I think, you know, arranging your legal affairs, becoming future-proofing your retirement, if you can do that, talking about housing, the finances, of course, is to an extent. We're going to talk about that. Lots of topics in there.
Yeah. Certainly there are some big questions around retirement. And, I reckon, Alice, between the two of us, we can reduce the amount of fear that's out there. Now, Alice has a very commendable resource available. Alice is the author of Every Woman's Guide to Retirement. Alice, can you tell us what prompted you to write this book?
Okay. It was when I was facing retiring, closing my practice, and facing retirement, I started to read everything I could about retirement and just felt completely underwhelmed by what I found. You know, most of the books were written by blokes talking about finances. They were relatively well off, and they talked about investment and their large super funds and all that kind of thing. And I thought, you know, that's not, they're not really talking to me about this. Or I saw books which were talking about, let's just have holidays all the time because you can spend years of your life having holidays. Or, you know, there were books that seriously suggested, you know, let's go and retire overseas, you know, and find that they don't have a medical system that is anywhere like as good as ours, and that speaking a second language that, you know, you're learning late in life is very difficult. So I thought, well, what do I actually want to know about? So I just began to you know, research things that I wanted to know, and I started to make notes, and it went on and on and on. The book just evolved by itself. I then got, as it began to take shape and I had chapters and stuff, I had one of my friends who was a retired academic. I got her to kind of do the edit review, you know, the content review, and come up with suggestions about things that I had missed or whatever. And she really helped me a lot with you know, formulating it. It's probably a little academic these days because I wanted to show that I'd actually researched a lot of the stuff so that I was clear about the research. But I also did a lot of talking. I just went and talked to people about, you know, what's your experience? What do you think about this? What, you know, and so in the book itself, I give quite a few case examples. Some of them were examples from when I was in practice, things, you know, clients that had come to me with specific issues. And some of them were examples of friends or acquaintances who talked about, you know, their situation either pre-retirement or post-retirement, as the case might be. So it's a combination of all of those things. So I've really tried to put together a practical, comprehensive book, which is a starting point for people, for women particularly, because I think their experience of retirement is so different to men's point of experience of retirement. I think there are reasons for that. It's to do with that for women, you know, they start, their lives are really revolve around caring for family and children from many, many years. And you think that's going to stop, and perhaps it does to an extent, but in most cases it actually continues in some form or another after retirement, because you've got aging parents that need daily care or need decisions made about their ongoing medical care. You then have grandparents, you might have siblings that need help. It just goes on and on. And so for women, that there isn't such a huge break between finishing work and starting retirement. And often, and if you look at who are the main volunteers in our volunteer system, it tends to be women who have that extra energy and want and have empathy and want to give back to the community. So I think it's a different kind of book and a different kind of slant to what you'd find from your average financial advisor advising about retirement.
Yeah, and Alice, I just find it a book that's so easy. I haven't read it cover to cover, but it's a book that is just so easy to dip into and dip out of depending on what I want to know about retirement. Yeah. So where will people be able to purchase a copy of your book?
Okay. I've got a website. It's Mantell Advisory, which is mantelladvisory1word.com.au on the web. It's available for $24.95 with free shipping, and or you can get it as an ebook. There have been bookshops that have it from stock it from time to time, but it's a bit hit and miss on that score.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So, and I know that Alice also has other resources around retirement that hopefully we'll get to share those as we go along, because this is just the beginning of a series of discussions around retirement. So listen out for Alice and I over the next few weeks. I think next time, Alice, what if we talk about becoming retirement ready? Give people
sounds great. So that's a really important stage for people to be confident about leaving their work and be happy about it and know, you know, they've got a plan for what they're going to do for at least the first 6 months. And then, you know, once they've made that transition, it's going to be a lot easier.
Yeah, because having a plan is better than no plan.
So, that's right.
Thanks very much, Alice. It was so great to share your time and your knowledge and experience. I'm Estelle Kelly, Retirement Life Coach, and you can find me at retirementlife.coach and subscribe to my special three-part podcast series on the website, and you'll also find my podcasts on the usual podcast platforms. Or if you'd like to book a call, go to calendly.com, Retirement Life, let us chat, and we can hook up, and I'd love to hear your thoughts about retirement. Thanks very much for now. Tune in next time.
You have been listening to the Desire to Retire podcast. Want to check out how well you are progressing in planning for your retirement? To gain some clarity on planning a meaningful retirement, try the simple, no-cost tools or access this special three-part podcast series at retirementlife.coach. I am your host, Estelle Kelly. Thank you for listening.